SCOTUS clears runway for rapid deportations to alternative nations. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 23, 2025. The Trump administration can deport illegal aliens to nations other than their home countries, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court lifted a previous order from a federal judge who had previously blocked the Trump administration from deporting illegal aliens to alternative countries without due process. While the court did not explain its ruling, it granted the Trump administration's emergency request to put U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy's injunction on hold, Politico reported. Supreme Court Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson dissented. Justice Sotomayor claimed in the dissenting opinion that the court was rewarding lawlessness. By rewarding lawlessness, the court once again undermines that foundational principle, Justice Sotomayor argued. Apparently, the court finds the idea that thousands will suffer violence in far-flung locales more palatable than the remote possibility that a district court exceeded its remedial powers when it ordered the government to provide notice and process to which the plaintiffs are constitutionally and statutorily entitled. Breitbart News's Paul Bois reported in April that Murphy argued that the Trump administration was not allowed to deport illegal aliens to countries that were not mentioned in their order of removal without first allowing them to raise concerns about their safety. In his decision on Friday, U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy argued that the Trump administration could not deport an illegal migrant to a country not explicitly mentioned in their order of removal without first allowing them to raise concerns about their safety, per ABC News. Defendants argue that the United States may send a deportable alien to a country not of their origin, not where an immigration judge has ordered, where they may be immediately tortured and killed, without providing that person any opportunity to tell the deporting authorities that they face grave danger or death because of such a deportation, Judge Murphy wrote. In response to the Supreme Court's decision, Trina Realmuto, who serves as the executive director of the National Immigration Litigation Alliance, argued that the ramifications of the Supreme Court's order will be horrifying, NBC News reported. It strips away critical due process protections that have been protecting our class members from torture and death, Realmuto said.